Pain in Our Head podcast contains themes of coarse language, adult themes, and the discussion of mental health themes. Some content may be emotionally challenging. If you or someone you know is at risk, please visit the description for mental health and suicide prevention contacts. Enjoy the show.
Howdy.
Welcome to this week's episode of the Pain in Our Head podcast. Excited for this week's episode, actually.
Because it's close to home for you.
That's brutal. We haven't even made 30 seconds yet.
Yeah, that's going to be a record.
Well done. Yes, welcome to this week's episode 35. Wow, it's just the number just keeps growing. It's amazing.
That happens.
Hey?
That's what happens.
Yeah, amazing, right? This week,
if only our height worked like that.
Oh no, yeah. If only you could grow in your 20s and your 30s. Anyway, this week we're going to be talking about bullying and mental health. Surprise, because we didn't know that we were going to be talking about this until
this morning.
Yeah,
Caleb's like, I've got a really good idea for this afternoon. And I was like, yeah, that's cool, but what about bullying?
I'm like, cool, let's do it. So here we are. Yeah, we're going to talk about that. And then I got some music to talk about. We always do.
I do.
Yeah, I know you do, because there's a new song that came out. I'd say you probably might mention. I'm pretty sure you sent me something about a new song by... I can't remember now. I'll have to look it up. But heaps to talk about, plenty to talk about. So,
Oh, Windrose.
Yeah. The new Windrose song.
Nah,
that's right.
Talking about that.
And there's plenty of other stuff I want to talk about too. So, yeah. Crack in, crack on. Have a chop. What's been going on this week? It's Wednesday. We normally record on a Tuesday. Tuesday's become our usual day to record,
yeah.
But we've both just been so slammed emotionally, physically, and mentally, and just so we just had to push it back till today. So here we are. It's Wednesday.
Since last episode, I guess, I had a fucking cunt of a week. I had an absolute emotional roller coaster of a week. I got just bent over and emotionally raw dogged like 3 days in a row. And then it was Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, and then Friday, I went to Parkway Drive. And I entered that pit with some shit to deal with.
Yeah.
And it was a good fucking night. I thoroughly enjoyed the shit out of it. It was an amazing concert. Fucking. And then it took me the whole weekend to recover.
Yeah, fair enough.
Because I'm not as young as I used to be.
No. It's a big show. There was four acts, including Parkway. Huge production. From what I've seen, obviously, I didn't get to see them, but two people very close to me got to go. So I've heard all about it, and amazing, just amazing. Some of the stuff. So
enjoyed the shit out of it. So that was good. And then I spent the rest of the weekend recovering and playing games with you. surprise.
I don't even remember. Every day's just blended into one. Yeah. Void Vision, they played. You liked them?
Yeah, I did, actually. I'd never, ever heard of them before, and they opened up, and I was just like, oh, yeah, it's pretty fucking good.
Pretty good, yeah.
And it was, I don't remember what the order was. It was either Ghost Inside or I Prevail. They were the other two openers.
Yep.
And fucking... Oh, I Prevail was first, I think, and then it was Ghost Inside.
Yeah, okay, right. Interesting.
I really fucking enjoyed I Prevail.
Yeah, look, quite jealous of that, because I think I would have really liked to have seen them. But I've seen Void of Vision by accident. That was the same. Never heard of them before, and then I went and saw Amity probably 18 months, almost 2 years ago now.
They're coming back.
Yeah, they are coming back, yeah. I really like Amity, to be honest. Yeah,
I like Amity. Like, they got a few real bangers, but I don't know if I'd go and see them.
I hadn't heard much of them or much of their music until I'd actually seen them in concert. And after I'd seen them in concert, I was sold, and I binged them for a good couple of weeks after the concert. But yeah, Void of Vision were really good too when they opened for them. So
yeah, I have to look at who they've got opening for them.
Yeah. I wonder when they're coming.
King Parrot's coming again.
Oh, yes. Yep.
Last time I saw King Parrot, we opened for King Parrot, and I got blackout drunk and got turned into a meme. So, not sure if I feel like going back to see King Parrot again.
It's embarrassing. You got turned into a meme for your birthday too. Did you? Didn't I?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I did.
That was really good.
Yeah.
That's like borderline bullying.
Yeah, we'll address that later.
I don't know, it's trying to find the segue. Yeah, no, it's good. No, yeah, well, we are, because we're going to chat about that. We're going to chat about the drawing the line. Where's the line when you're, I guess, when you're hanging shit on your mates?
Where is the line, Caleb?
We don't have one.
We don't have one.
there isn't a line. And it doesn't matter when or where. There's no good or bad time or place. It just happens, and the other person just has to deal with it.
The only time that I reckon we've never bullied each other is when dogs have been involved. That's like the only time there's a break.
Yeah.
And even then, it's like a fucking, you get like a 24-hour window where I'm not going to say something mean to you.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah, exactly. But other than that, nah.
Pretty sure I was being bullied within like a couple of hours of being out of fucking hospital. Like, you know. I'm pretty sure I was being bullied while I was on the mental health ward.
Yeah, probably. Yeah. You wake up in the morning and you get a message from me, and like 9 times out of 10, you're getting bullied before you've even gotten to work, before you've even had a coffee in the morning.
Yep.
And yeah, that's good fun.
I'm like brushing my teeth in the morning, listening to Caleb abuse me. Sucks to suck, you little bitch.
Good morning. Cry me a river. yeah, it's very good. But yeah, look, bullying. It's just one of those things. Everyone's gone through it, surely. Yeah, I'd have to say there was a percentage. It'd be pretty close to 99%. Like, you'd have to be pretty lucky if you went through your life and didn't get bullied from someone.
I don't know.
You know? Do you reckon
I don't know how it was when you went to high school, but when I went to high school, there was definitely like the cool kids.
Oh, well, yeah.
Those pricks didn't get fucking bullied.
Well, probably not. I don't know. I wasn't close enough to them to know if they did or not.
I was never the cool kid.
No, neither was I.
Still not. Not even my mum thinks I'm cool.
I think you're pretty cool. For a loser. That's good. Yeah, so anyway, bullying. What the hell is bullying?
Like, that, like, going back that, 15 seconds ago, that's bully. You piece of shit.
That is a pretty good example. Yeah. No, it's not. It's not just playing around, harmless fun. That was probably harmless fun. It's when it happens.
How the other person takes it.
Yeah. It depends how often it happens, too. So, yeah. So when it's like, you know, 20 times in a night within the hour, that's probably bullying. Yeah.
Because I like it.
Mm, yeah. Yeah. Oh, that's the thing. Like, there's a time and place. And, you know, it's if you're doing it to someone out of malice to, you know, hurt their feelings or make them feel like shit, that sort of thing, then that's obviously where it comes down to if it's intentional, unintentional, whether it's friendly or harmless. So, yeah.
There's also, too, like I said, though, it also depends on how the person receiving it reacts, too. Like, you may think that you're having a bit of harmless banter with someone and they may think that, fuck you, you're a bully. I've been in that situation before where I've like made a bit of a like joke at somebody and they've taken like serious offense to it.
Mm. Oh, yeah, absolutely.
Like, oh, shit.
We've all been there. Yeah. Well, I think sometimes though, like when that happens, you know, you're pretty quick to admit that, you know, you were trying to joke around and all that sort of stuff. And yeah, but sometimes you can say stuff without, you know, thinking about the consequences and. It's what happens. So, lots of different types of bullying too.
Mm.
It's extensive.
Cyberbullying, there's physical bullying, emotional, verbal.
Yeah. You know, I should have done, I didn't even think of this. I should have pulled up my website. I had to make a website in university. As like a...
Pickonme.com.
Yeah.
It's just a picture of you with your fucking hair down, looking all sad. Don't bully me, I'll come.
Oh, shit.
We are the worst people to talk about bullying.
Yeah, I don't know why you suggested this.
Because we're really experienced in it. In both sides of
and
it.
At both sides. Yeah, I just want to rehash. This is not a laughing matter.
No, it's not.
No, it's very serious.
Yeah.
And it hurts.
Yeah, it fucking does, man. I had to switch high schools. I went to a high school for like my junior high, so year 8, 9, and 10.
Yeah.
The bullying for me was that bad that I switched high schools for year 11 and 12 because I couldn't fucking do it anymore.
Twinsies,
really?
Except mine was at the end of grade 5. I had to move. Yeah, I moved schools. And did 6 and 7 in a different primary school. Yep. Just because from pretty much first grade right through to grade 5. Yeah, sucked ass.
Yeah, I think me, like, bullying started probably year 4, year 5 was when it started. And then, yeah, it wasn't horrible in primary school. Like, it was just, like, kids being kids, I guess.
Yeah.
But once it moved to high school, it was fucking disgusting.
Yeah, really? I think I had it worse in my earlier years than I did in high school, but at the same time, it when I got to high school, because of the traumatic experiences, I hid away. I just kept to myself and avoided being in situations.
Dude, so. I spent every fucking lunch, like every break, at the library hiding.
I used to do that sometimes.
Every day.
Oh, really?
Every day.
Yeah. Well, if I wasn't at the library, I was at the music building. usually I spent most of my lunch breaks playing drums. So I was pretty lucky to do that. Mm. Well, yeah, no, I actually, in uni, I was tasked with creating a website that was basically like a go-to guide for bullying and what it is and what it does and the effects and all that sort of stuff. So I have done some research on it in the past. So I do, obviously, other than experiencing it firsthand, I've done a fair bit of research on it as well. So, yes.
It's probably like one of my biggest fears as a parent is like, if my kids ever get bullied, I feel sorry for the other parent.
That took me a second.
I can't hit your kid.
No, but I'm going to hit you.
Yeah, man. Yeah, it'll be a legitimate fact. Well, it's a legitimate concern of mine. Like,
yeah,
because of how bullied I was, like, I do not want my kids to fucking experience what I experienced. Like, I used to come home, like, year 8, 9, and 10. Like, I'd come home and they'd fucking, during the day, they'd spit on me, they'd spit on my bag, they'd get, like, dead lizards and put it in my lunchbox. Like, throw my bag up, like, where I couldn't reach it. I had one dude, like, pick me up by, like, my shoulders because I was so small. Picked me up and hung me on the fucking bag rack and laid into me. I couldn't fucking do shit because I was hanging by my fucking jacket.
Yeah, right. And
it's like, yeah, I got the absolute snot beaten out of me, like on the fucking reg. So, yeah, like my kids go through that shit, like, that's going to trigger some fucking bad times.
definitely trigger some trauma there. Mm. Yes, No, look, it's awful, and that's physical. That's an awful thing to go through. I can't see that was one thing I never really got bullied physically. I was small, but I had good fight. Still am small. Fuck up. If I get to Adelaide in a month's time and I'm taller than you, you will never hear the end of it, ever.
When you show up, if you're like a fucking 2 millimeters taller than me, I'm going to kick you in the dick so fucking hard that for the entire 3 days that you are here, you will be shorter than me.
By the way,
Caleb's coming to Adelaide for 3 days.
Yes, I'll be down in Adelaide for 3 days. I think we should record a podcast while I'm down there.
Maybe.
Probably a good idea. So I don't think I copped a lot of the physical, thankfully. Verbally, socially though, biggest.
Oh yeah, getting isolated and like fucking intentionally like left out.
And just the like spreading of rumors and all that sort of stuff. Yeah. That was everywhere for me. I'm lucky that social media wasn't as prominent.
Yeah, fuck me.
Back when I was going through school. Yeah, I would have been in some serious trouble. I would have been. Yep. Absolutely. So, but I do remember a few small cases at high school. Not to do with me, but I remember, there were some people that did go through that, and the whole school was not informed, but I think our grade we're sat down like and completely spoken to about it and the whole thing. So, it's a tricky thing to navigate through as a. As obviously the person going through it, if it's happening at school, it's tricky for the school and the administration and everyone involved there to go through, and then of course the parents as well of the kid, it's hard not an easy thing to navigate.
An angel, he wouldn't do that.
Oh yeah, how many times have you heard that?
Oh fuck me! My kid's an angel. It's like, well, why does my kid have a fucking black eye? Your kid's an angel. Why does mine have a black eye?
Yeah, right. Go figure. So yeah, but terrible. embarrassing people in public. I was going to bring up an embarrassing story a few weeks ago when we did embarrassment. I think I got picked on for a while for that too. But yeah, different things like embarrassing people and spreading rumors and
A lot of it too, like, stems from just trying to maintain a position of power over the person you're bullying. Like, it doesn't matter what mode of bullying it is, it all comes back to just trying to be dominant over someone else and using whatever it means, like whether it be physical, emotional, verbal, like cyberbullying, like all of it is just trying to, you know, dominate someone else and make them feel less than you.
Well, that's it. Or you're trying to, you know, make yourself look cooler than others, you know, trying to be a part of the cool clique or group or whatever, and you feel like you're going to get that because of the bullying. You know, sometimes it doesn't stop at school, like workplaces. Like, you'd think it would, right? I've been in a lot of workplaces where I was like, I got out of school and I was like, awesome, everyone's an adult now. Like, sweet, like, here we go, it's all good. But no, it still happens even in workplaces and things like that as well. So it's not just children and teenagers, it happens with adults.
Yeah, and more examples as an adult too, like sports teams and like sports clubs too, they're fucking notorious for that shit, like getting in their little cliques and that, and then if you're not in that fucking inner circle, And like you said, like, I had the exact same thoughts growing up. Like, once I got into the workforce, I was like, cool, everyone's a fucking adult. Like, I'm the youngest generally, like, back when. Even now, like, I'm the youngest person out of all the loader operators.
Oh, yeah, right. Yeah.
You're like, yeah, cool. Like, you know, not anymore, I don't think it. But, you know, back in the day, you would have been like, oh, yeah, everyone's older than me. They're going to be more mature than me. They're going to be chill. Like, you're not going to cop the same shit. And then it's just like, sweet fucking Jesus. A week later, you're like, damn, it's worse than high school.
Yeah, it is. Yeah, so it's never ending. Can be never ending. Hard to get away from.
Give them the old left, right, good night, and sort it out.
Yeah, you know, they say this is, you know, not the way, blah, 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 blah. But I tell you what, primary school, this is before I moved, and it was grade 5, and I think it was one of the big reasons why I did end up moving for my last 2 years of primary school. And there was this bigger guy, and he used to pick on me for being short. And one day I took it into my own hands. I got in a shitload of trouble for it. We were in a couple stories, like in those like blocks. I think it was like three levels or something like that. We're in sort of the top level. One day he was just going too far and we were near the window. And there were sort of those windows that open like outwards, like from the bottom up.
Yep.
And yeah, one day I just went, right, that's enough. You've pushed me way too far. So I grabbed him by the scruff and held him up against the window and was pretty much like, talk to me again. And I let you go. I pulled him back in, threw him on the floor, got sent to the bloody principal's office. Never looked at me ever again.
Funny that.
Not a look. Not a look. Not a. Yep. No. Yep. So, yeah, it's stupid that it would have to get to that point. You know what I mean? Because, you know, teachers had already been told about it and all that sort of stuff, but nothing was getting done. So I think the, I guess the lesson there is it's really important to jump onto these things when it's early, you know, on the early days and try and get it hushed out before something like that happens, before it gets too out of control and someone does something that they're going to regret or someone gets really hurt. Or gets hung up on a bag rack and beating the shit out of it. Yeah, so.
Thank you. I'm going to do that to you now. I'm going to find somewhere to hang you up and bash you.
You're going to have to be able to reach me first. You know, 2 centimetres. If I'm shorter, though, I'm in trouble. Oh, no. We're going to be the same height. We'll be exactly the same height. Back to back, it'll just be...
Or be bigger in important ways.
Yeah. bigger gut. Anyways. Yeah, you don't eat.
I'll show you.
I hope you feed me when I come down to Adelaide.
I don't feed myself. Why would I feed you? You're on the Christian diet, we were here. Fucking ice break, ice coffees, and fucking cigarettes.
Oh, shit.
Caffeine and nicotine, breakfast of champions.
Nice.
See, that's why you don't bully people, because then they become caffeine and nicotine addicts when they're older.
Yeah, that's exactly right.
Well, that's it. Like, bullying is like bullying during like school and high school generally leads people to anxiety and depression and other mental health disorders. Like, you might think it's just a little bit of, you know, it's a rite of passage kind of thing. It's like, you know, everyone gets bullied a little bit. It's like, but what they don't realize is that, you know, that bullying can leave like lasting fucking damage and effects that follows people into adulthood. Like, I know I was an absolutely horrible piece of shit when I got out of high school. Like, when I switched high schools, I went from being very quiet and very, very emotional to just being outright fucking hostile.
Mm.
And it stuck with me for probably a solid 5 or 6 years before I finally got myself under control, where I was like, okay, look, no, I'm better than this, and I'm currently quite a piece of shit, and had to like go back and figure out why I was so fucking angry at everybody.
Well, that's it.
Yeah.
It can be it can have a long lasting effect on you, and not just an immediate one. So, no, you're right. Like, you know, you can form some serious depression, anxiety, all that sort of stuff. I think the thing that can be really tricky with it, especially while it's happening, because I just started watching this TV show I just mentioned to you before we started recording, Pantheon. Anyway, the main chick in that, I'm only like first episode, but it's really, really cool scene. The chick in that gets bullied, right? So this whole thing of bullying makes you feel alone. It's so true. It's so true. And the TV show represents it really, really well. It's not as easy as just asking out for help, because it's not that easy.
You know what TV doesn't fucking represent bullying well?
Mm.
You know what TV show? 13 Reasons Why.
Oh yeah, we're not gonna. I'm just gonna.
It's the worst fucking series for mental health.
I'm gonna leave that. Yeah, but not a fan. Not a fan.
Anyway, tell me about your Pantheon.
Yeah, no, this did it really well. It really did, and just that whole thing of feeling alone, stressed, and humiliated, and ashamed. You know. They went to try and reach out, and they were in the middle of typing a message out to a loved one saying that things aren't going well, I need help, rada rada. And then in the middle of that, they get some social media cyberbullying. Then they feel like crap, and then they delete their message to the loved one, don't send it, and end up sending a message instead saying, everything's fine, everything's going really great. And it's like, it's the complete opposite. But I just thought it was a really perfect interpretation of how it really is when you are getting bullied, and when it is so consistent, when it is so much as well. So
that kind of like brings up another important point too, like, you know, feeling alone and isolated when you're being bullied. It's super fucking important that if you're a bystander in bullying, if you don't fucking do anything about it, then you're just as bad as the bully, in my opinion.
If you
witness someone being bullied and you don't try to intervene, or at the absolute minimum, talk to the person being bullied after it happens, fuck you. Like, you're just as fucking responsible as the person doing the damage, because you're just letting it happen. Like...
Mm. Yeah, that's right. Yeah, it's almost as good as egging it on. You may as well be standing right next to the guy doing it, or whoever doing it, cheering them. for bullying that person. So,
yep.
Yeah, it's terrible. Absolutely terrible. And of course, like all this, you know, these things we talked about, you know, you can develop depression, anxiety, rah-da-rah-da. That's what gets you to feel like you are alone and you don't have anyone. And then when you start getting those sort of thoughts, you can even potentially move into that self-harm kind of realm and even further. And so it's awful, awful stuff. Very traumatic. Mm.
Very traumatic.
Yes. Mm.
Hate it.
It's shit. There's no way that you can't sugarcoat it. It's crap. There's plenty of it's the same sort of stuff. I think with bullying, the biggest thing or the best thing you can do is to talk to someone. Like you need to. It's not easy though. Like as I was just saying before, it's not that easy sometimes.
No, exactly. Especially when if it happens when you're young, especially if you're a fucking dude.
Yeah.
You don't want to go and talk to someone because, you know, that's a lot of the time you think to yourself, you're like, oh, that's weak. Like, you know, I just need to toughen up. Like,
yeah.
I need to do something about it myself. And it's like, no, it's not weak to speak. Go fucking talk to someone and be like, hey, look, I'm really fucking struggling right now. This is what's happening.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, no, I think that's just the best thing to do, absolutely. And if you don't feel like you have anyone around, there are plenty of hotlines and services out there now.
I think most high schools these days have either a school counselor, B, a fucking school chaplain.
I'm pretty sure. Like we did, and you know, and I'm sure you did. And that was yonky doodles ago. So they've probably got heaps of resources like that now. So,
And like just because you go and talk to someone too doesn't mean like you know they're gonna go and fucking sort the problem out.
No,
or confront the person that's doing it. It's like it could just be giving you that space that you need to. Mm. Get your feelings out there and, you know, approach it from a different angle or, you know, steer you in the right direction towards these hotlines and stuff. Yeah. There's plenty of things out there that you can call up and be like, this is what's happening to me.
Yep.
What can I do?
Yeah. I think too, like confronting the person that's giving you the hard time is not really the way to go because that just feeds their addiction. You know, they're getting a reaction. I've been told that avoidance is usually the better way to go about it, even though I go the other way, you know. I want to go and confront and I want to perk up and I want to throw hands. That's not the way to probably do it.
Yeah, sounds
fun though.
I'm a fucking shocker for it. Like I'm very confrontational when it comes to stuff like that. And it's like, if I feel like you're doing something against me, then I'm going to fucking call you out on it. Mm. And I used to be the opposite. I used to be very, very quiet. And it's like, you know, people would fucking bully me and I'd just be like, oh, okay, yeah, that's fine. Now it's like, what'd you fucking say?
And then I respond with, me? You heard me.
did I fucking stutter?
Hit you with all the good ones.
I love that one. Yeah, I fucking love it.
Yeah.
So when you say something to them, they're like, what'd you fucking say to me? It's like, did I fucking stutter?
We're not supposed
to
be giving
hearing aids up. Listen fucking closely. I said.
We're not supposed to be giving lessons on how to bully someone.
That's not bullying. It's standing up for yourself.
No, this is true. This is true. Stand up for yourself. Yeah. Anyway, that's it. That's all I've got. Bullying sucks. If you're going through it, if you got someone that's going through it, you know, we've spoken about what it kind of looks like and a few things it may be able to help. And yeah, that's it really. That's all I've got on it. It's a tough topic. But yeah, tread it with caution, tread it lightly. Like, yeah, that's, I think that's the best way to go about it.
Yeah. And like we said at the start too, like, you need to know when it's okay to bully certain people, because everyone's everyone's different. Like, Caleb and I bully each other all day, every day. There's no stopping. It's just an eternal train of pain. It's just, I'm a fucking abuse you till you love me. He loves me a lot, and it still happens.
You crave more.
Keep him keen.
That's it.
Do that. That's wrong. But no, in all seriousness, no. Like, you know, I, the way I talk to Caleb is not the way that I'm going to talk to everybody. You need to, you need to like find where your happy balances are, cause, and not everyone responds to bullying friendships. Like, some people are very sensitive to it, and that's fine. There's nothing wrong with that. So you just need to learn what you can and can't get away with different people.
Yep. Just got to know who's who in the zoo.
I'm the apex predator. You're a gazelle.
At least I'm faster than you. Still haven't caught me.
You're a monkey. He's fucking throwing shit.
We're both monkeys throwing shit at each other. There's enough of this.
Yep.
We have a quick break. Then we talk about some music. We'll be back in just a moment.
The Pain in Our Head podcast is proudly sponsored by Music Magic Co. and Brisbane rock band The Flying Circus. Visit the links in the podcast description for more information. Back to the show.
Welcome back to this week's episode of the Pain in Our Head podcast. As always, thanks for listening. Thanks for tuning in. We do appreciate it.
We do.
I do. Yeah, no, I do. Seriously. I think we hit 50 streams on our first episode. Yeah. I think that happened last week. Probably, yeah, it's still got the most. But no, look, we really do appreciate it. So if you're a new time listener, because I know there's a few people that have told and that have listened to recent episodes, so thank you for listening. And if you're someone who has been listening from the start, thank you. We appreciate
it. With you.
Well, why do you enjoy this?
I get like a message every fucking Monday morning from my grandmother.
Yeah, that's amazing.
That was a really good episode today. I like that one. Oh, or great. It's like, what was yesterday, Monday's? She was like, oh, that was a really good episode. Like, no wonder you're so tired all the time. And I'm like, what we even fucking talk about?
I don't remember.
And I was like, oh, work-life balance.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
I was like, yes, I work a lot.
Have we made any changes since then? No.
I had the weekend off. I didn't work 6 days.
Yeah, well, that's good. It's a start. No, look, it's been good. We've been chatting about bullying. So if you're interested in that, go back and have a listen.
If you're interested, don't be a prick.
Yeah, otherwise, yeah, work-life balance last week. That was pretty good. Nice quick episode. Let's have a chat about music. I've been enjoying music this week. More than I usually am. I've been so caught up in life and everything, and sometimes I get to a point where I'm just like, oh, I don't even want to listen to music. I'm just not getting enjoyment out of it. And it's been like that for a little while, and that's depressing. I get depressed. I seriously do. If I'm not enjoying music, I get depressed. But I'm enjoying music this week, so it's been good.
Me too. I always enjoy it. So if I get to a point where I'm not enjoying music, there's something really wrong with my head, and I'm in a really bad place.
Well, that's it. That's exactly right. So I guess maybe I've been in a bit of a rut. But yeah, no, enjoying it. Back to enjoying it. It's been really good. Get that on the big jobs.
Who's supportive?
we've been listening to. I've been still binging the shit out of Seether's new album. Loving every song, slowly learning every single one of the words, bit of the words, really good. But today, we were sending each other back-to-back videos of us singing today. We have those days every couple of weeks where we just smash each other with videos of us singing.
I reckon about once a week.
Yeah. Yeah.
It'll just come that like one day where it's like one of us will send just the right fucking singing video and it just triggers it and you're just like boom, 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 boom.
Just back to back. We were doing that and I thought, I'm gonna send you a little bit of a video of Friend Like You by Bliss and Esso because I know you really like that song. So I punched that in and then I'm listening to that. And after that song finished, Spotify likes to do just a random shuffle of like kind of that style and genre and same artist. And it was throwing bangers at me today. Just like Aussie hip hop, Bliss and Esso, Hilltop Hoods, Draft, Seth Sentry. What else was I getting today? Fig Jam by Sticky Fingers.
Ooh, yeah.
Have you heard that? What a song.
I told you about that song.
I've known that about that song for years. Like years. I used to listen to it back when I was a teenager. I haven't heard it for ages. Yeah, yeah. Great song.
That's in the playlist.
Yeah, I am. I'm going to.
Fig Jam
by Sticky Fingers.
Queensland band.
Yes, they are.
I think he operates under Evil Eddie now.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Either he was Evil Eddie before he did Sticky Fingers, or he did Sticky Fingers, and now he does solo stuff as Evil Eddie.
Yeah, right. Okay.
He does that Queensland song.
Yes.
Which is also a banger.
I know the one you're talking about.
Queensland, I'm pretty sure.
Yeah. Yep. I've heard it. No, really good. So he was throwing bangers at me today.
All right. It's music related.
Yeah, great.
Oh, I just got a notification from Spotify because I've got the app that We Came As Romans are performing on Friday, the 9th, November the 15th.
Ooh.
Yeah, all right. I like their Taylor Swift cover.
Yes, that's right. I was trying to think if I know one of their songs. That's on the playlist.
I think it is.
Yep.
I Knew You Were Trouble by Taylor Swift. Done by We Came As Romans.
I enjoy that. Enjoying music this week, especially the Aussie hip hop. I was today, anyway. Couple of songs that come to mind if I'm talking regarding bullying. Youth of the Nation by POD.
Fuck me, right?
Good song. Great song. Yep. Really like POD, a couple of their songs. So that's a really good song. And obviously Pumped Up Kicks by Foster the People. Yeah. Funnily enough, similar messages.
Evil Eddie came before Butterfingers.
Sticky Fingers.
Is it Butterfingers?
Why did I think it was Sticky Fingers? Sticky Fingers is a band.
Triple J were smashing forever.
Butterfingers, that's right. Butterfingers. Whenever I hear that name too, I always think of Salad Fingers. you remember that?
Mm-hmm.
If you've got no idea what that is, look it up on YouTube. Yeah, Salad Fingers. It's a video.
There you go. He took a break. So it was 2001 to 2009, Evil Eddie. And 2001 to 2009 was Butterfingers, and then he took a break until 2017, and then he's still going. Butterfingers.
Yep, right. Cool. So.
Village there.
There you go.
More you know. POD, Youth of the Nation. Fuck me. Wasn't that a banger when it first came out?
Absolutely.
And really strong. It doesn't really.
That's a message.
It doesn't sort of play into Australia as much.
No,
we don't have school shootings.
No, we do not.
Not gonna make any jokes about school shootings, even though there's a billion out there. But anyway.
Sorry to our American listeners. We don't mean to bring up any trauma. If we have, we do apologise. But we don't. So it doesn't really apply to us over here.
But that's
what those songs are about. You know, bullying and then pushing someone to that point. Terrible. But great songs. Really good songs. Done really well. Both those ones that I mentioned. Yeah, I Pumped Up Kicks just got blasted over the radio. Like that was super popular. Yep. Yep.
Mm. Yep. Good song.
Yep. Great song. Great song. And what else was I talking about today? 360. 360. I asked you about it, and you said, yeah, you hadn't really known too much. But yeah, do a 360. Do a 360. You're sick, lad.
I'm a fucking comedic genius.
Mm, yeah, I mean, I would have said autistic, but yeah, sure. 360. He was popping up today, and what gets me is the album, Utopia. It came out in 2014. Wow, so 10 years ago. No way. That's crazy. It was really good. It was done really, really well. It was for the times. It was really popular. He had about 6 hits from it or something, I reckon, and it was really, really good. I'm trying to find the stats because that's all I remember from 2014 was those songs. So
I don't even remember 2014. So
Oh, yeah. Why is that? Why don't you remember 2014?
Fucking don't.
It was a long time ago. It's a long time ago.
Yeah. It was. 10 years ago. I was fucking 25.
Yeah.
Fuck. I don't remember what I was doing at 25.
No. No.
I think I met Kim. What a fucking mistake that was.
Yeah, well. Yeah, so anyway, that was a really cool album. That was like, that hit, like peak position was 2 on the ARIA albums charts. So yeah, it did really well. Anyway, I just wanted to get my 2 cents in there. It's not really that interesting. If you haven't heard 360, go listen to some of his stuff, especially the Utopia album, because there's at least 6 songs on there that are just top notch. Yeah.
My turn?
Yeah, have a crack. What's been tickling your pickle?
Body Bag by I Prevail.
Oh, of course you're going to say this. It's a good song. Yeah,
it's a fucking great song. And seeing it live, I was just like, because I'd never heard of, but I don't think I'd ever listened to an I Prevail song. I think I might have listened to like 1 or 2 on YouTube just to be like, oh, what's this band about? And I didn't feel it. And then when they came out and played, I was just like, it's pretty good. Mm. And they played Body Bag, and I was like, this is fucking amazing. And like one of the bonuses, I guess, of being a singer is like you tend to pick up on lyrics quite swiftly. So like they played the song, and by the end of the song, like I knew what to sing. And I was just fucking like at the top of my lungs. I was just like, yeah. Fucking living my best life. I enjoyed the shit out of that. And the other song was, I feel like it was, Engine 45 by The Ghost Inside.
I think I've heard that.
Really good. Really, really good. And that was another thing. Like, I hadn't listened to The Ghost Inside, and I saw them. And I was like, man, this is fucking sick. Like, I'm enjoying this. And then, they played that song, and I was just like, oh, damn. Oh, damn. very, very good song. I don't have any cool statistics or fucking interesting things to tell you about either of those songs, except that they were really fucking good live.
Live music's amazing.
Yeah.
Actually, I'm gonna chime in here about live music. You know who, randomly, I actually wouldn't mind going to see live? This is going to surprise you. It's a pop singer. I would like to see you live. I'm going to see you live.
Very, very excited. Angry looking on stage.
I'd just laugh, to be honest. I'd be there in the corner. I'd be there in the corner just laughing my ass off.
You would not be. You would be center stage. Fucking give me corner shit? You'd be center stage. And if you weren't, I would walk off the stage and plant you in front of the stage so that I could put one foot on your shoulder and do my fucking vocals. I'm not using the fucking foldback speaker to stand on. I'm using your fucking shoulder.
Yeah, well.
And then I can also give you the mic and be like, sing for me, daddy.
Rawr.
Give me your best fucking metal vocals. Rawr.
Yeah, no. But, yeah, it's a pop singer. Katy Perry.
Yeah,
well, that was me too. Yeah, and then she...
You just want to see it for her assets.
No, actually, no, for the first time in my life, no. She performed for the Australia...
The AFL Grand Final.
Australian football is where I was going with that. But yeah, the AFL Grand Final. And pop acts that I've seen... And any like ones that I've even seen on TV, they all use backing tracks, right? Fair enough. They sing half of it. Half of it's lip synced, blah, 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 blah. That's fine. That's what pop music is. That's what the performance is. So be it, whatever. So that's what I was expecting, right? I was expecting it to be pretty much just, you know, over the top performance show with just backing track and rada, rada. She sung it. She sung the whole thing. And I was blown away. Just vocals were just unbelievable. Just for like live and raw, I just couldn't believe how great she sounded.
Didn't she sing raw as well?
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, she did. Yeah. 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 Mm. Yeah. She sung raw, raw. Yeah. It was raw sounding.
Hey, Perry, when you watch this episode, I love you.
She's coming to Australia to do a tour. She's not coming to Adelaide. How's this? She's going to Brisbane, Sydney, Melbourne, and Perth.
What?
Not going to Adelaide.
She knows I'm here and she'll fall in love with me, so she's avoiding it. Be mean to the crowd and just be like, fuck it.
Ooh. Oh, yeah, here we go. Anyway, no, I seriously, off of the back of watching that, because I could hear, like, you know, there'd be little mistakes, like tiny mistakes that she made just that when you're doing a performance live. But I love that. Like, that's raw emotion. And look, it was just fantastic. And I have a feeling that seeing an actual live show of hers would be pretty good.
See, so I do enjoy a little bit of a fucking little bit of a whoopsie-daisy on a live performance. Mm. But the lead singer from... I Killed the Prom Queen was at the, because he's from Adelaide. So he was at the Parkway Drive concert and they brought him out for Boneyards, which is like right fucking up there for me. Like, that's one of my favorite Parkway Drive songs. And he didn't fucking sing it right. Didn't get the lyrics right or in the right fucking timing, and it made me angry. I was like, fuck you. Yeah. They could have got me up there and I would have done it way fucking better.
They'll know for next time.
They fucking better know for next. I got to touch Winston and Jeff.
Did you?
So, yeah. Winston went crowd surfing and because they had that weird fucking shaped like stage. When he was like going back along like the barriers, he like had his hands out and was like touching people as he went past. And because I was right on the fucking barrier for the whole fucking night, mind you, at 35 years fucking old, I suffered for it. But I got to shake his hand on the way past and I was like, I'm touching myself tonight. And then, yeah, Jeff came past the guitarist and I touched him too.
Oh, look at you.
All right, fangirl moment, whatever.
Yep, we have them. It happens.
Fucking A. I cried when I met Johan from fucking A Modern Math. Saw him in Queen Street Mall before the gig. He was doing some fucking sightseeing and shopping and I walked straight past him and I was like, fuck, that guy was tall. And I like turned back around and was like, sweet baby Jesus. So I went back up to him. I was like, dude, you're Johan Haig. And he's like, yeah. And I was like,
yeah, that's good. Anyway,
I don't think I've got any other music to talk about, I don't think. It's just those two songs have been fucking dominating my listening time.
Mm-hmm. No, look, I've been listening, like I said, the same stuff. It was only today that I started listening to some different sort of things. So, yeah. Not bad.
Not next bad. Week? Good size. Nice, Gary.
Yeah, nice. Next week.
I don't know, whatever your original idea was for tonight.
Oh, I had two.
Must have listened.
I forgot what the second one was, and I wanted to do the second one before this one, but I guess we're just going to have to do this one now.
No. Again.
We're going to do family and mental health.
Go fuck yourself.
I'm not looking forward to it, but we're going to do it. It's been decided. The gods have willed it. So look forward.
Public service announcement for my family members that are currently watching this episode. Do not tune in next week.
Get ready for a long 2-hour episode, a lot of trauma dumping, and expose. A lot of tears. I don't know. We'll work something then. It'll be exciting.
It'll be like this episode will start. It's like, you got anything to talk about, family?
No.
My dad was a cunt. And now I like him. The end. That's all you get.
I don't know. Maybe we'll change our mind before next week comes. Anyway, thank you very much for tuning in this week. Thanks for listening. And we're going to see you next week. Remember, it's okay to be butchered that.
It's okay. Not weak to speak. See you next week, guys.
Reach out to someone. It's important. Bye.
Reach out and touch somebody.
Just like Christian. Christian? I'm done. All right. I'm going. Cooked. Bye. I'm cooked. Bye.
Put a fork in it. It's done.